Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Cheater and the Rood. I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And I'm Lee Papa. Some of you have asked, what's that song at the beginning of the show? That song is Fuck the People by the band The Kills. The Kills, the lead singer is Allison Mosshart, and I have to say I just want to have sex with her. I don't want a relationship or anything. I just want sex with her.
You have as good a chance of that happening as Gingrich does getting elected. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's let anyone know, in case they hear another voice in the studio, we are joined by our first ever studio guest. Yay!
You don't have a song for Joe?
I got a song for Joe. It's about her name is a man's name, but you know shit's all right. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
After 3 hours of practicing, that's best you could do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Joe is here with us.
Joe Miller. Do you mind if we say who you are?
Go ahead.
Joe Miller, a writer for The Daily Show.
And a whore.
Big time.
A good whore. Like information and good things about the earth and world whore.
Is it like a good witch and a bad witch?
Yeah, you're the one that the thing doesn't fall on.
Oh,
it's like Secrets of a Call Girl whore. Like one of those quality British whores.
You fuck the truth until it gives in.
I thought you were going to say until it bleeds. Fuck the truth until it bleeds. No, that's the job of Cheater and the Rood. We fuck the truth until it bleeds.
So let's give an early shout out. By the way, Katie, our Norma Tech, she did a great job today, despite what is obviously some lack of ever education above second grade. She is, and the fact that she likes to interrupt us always in the middle of a sentence so that we can't finish it. Despite all that and some sort of mental handicap that I'm not sure has been diagnosed yet, she managed to get us started on time today. So thank you, Katie. Thank you very much.
Speaking of mental handicaps, Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich announced just yesterday. It was just yesterday. Newt Gingrich announced that he was running for president.
Nice. Yes. Opening the door to the inevitable Pawlenty
nomination. Really? You think it's Pawlenty?
You're gonna drain all the crazies off the side, and all that's going to be left is milk toast.
I thought Pawlenty was running for Huckabee's running mate.
You think so? You see, I think Mike Pence is running for running mate, or some crazy right.
Michelle Pence Bachmann is running for something.
Isn't it? Is Mike Pence running? Actually, he's running for governor of Indiana now, isn't he? Anyway, who the fuck cares about Mike Pence?
Because Mitch Daniels is going to be busy writing a book and doing speaking engagements after his attempt at being elected.
You think so?
Yeah. Pawlenty is running mate to Huckabee. That's sort of like. Is like, what is that? It's just a terrible combination. Huckabee's the guitar player, and he's the guy that looks at a tambourine. He doesn't bring anything to the table.
No. What do you think of Pawlenty, Joe?
Well, did you watch the debates? I know three people watched the debates, and there are three of us here, so I assumed it was us.
No, it wasn't. But it must have been my little person manservant who actually did that.
Well, Pawlenty spent the debate shucking off whatever integrity he had retained from his former years as a sort of nice Minnesota moderate, and unconvincingly embracing whatever far-right position he could grasp.
Isn't that what you do to get the nomination, though?
That is what you do, but he has the problem that he had elected office and was on record with things and had recorded a public service announcement for environmentalists about the benefits
cap and trade.
Right. And,
well, so Romney's got health care to deal with, and Gingrich has the fact that even though there was a president that was impeached, he was the guy that resigned. Everyone's got something on the record that kind of is going to trail them.
You know what the worst part is Tim Pawlenty puts out these videos, and they're like fucking Michael Bay videos of how exciting Tim Pawlenty is. Tim Pawlenty will rock your world! And then here comes this slow-eyed, inbred guy coming on to talk to you in his Minnesota nice voice about how much he's going to rape your children. And
that's the problem. He's wrong for the part. He's Minnesota nice, and he comes in, and it's just... it's not a convincing read.
He's trying to go for the youth vote. He has said as much. He's going to be the youth one. It was like when Michael Steele was the hip one. It's like, no, you can't.
No, Newt's the youth vote. He went on Twitter, man. That's what the youth all and do, right?
Yes.
They do the twitting.
Yes, he did. He goes through and thanks every fucking person who at Newt Gingriched him on Twitter.
Well, that only takes 140 characters.
Right. Yeah, you're right. He announces that he wrote a book called Winning the Future. He talked about
otherwise known as WTF.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know.
However, you got to hear just a minute or two of this.
So,
Katie, no! Katie, too early! No. Oh my God! What the fuck?
This is what happens when Democrats have power. This is what happens when progressives are given the ability to put their ideas forth. People and technology and the lack of funds should not be combined.
Oh my God! Newt Gingrich looks like a technical fucking genius now.
Yeah, I don't know what it's... Holy shit!
Sorry about that. Lee was going rogue.
You got upstaged by the fail whale.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Instead of doing the bit I was going to do with that, Katie, let's play that as the end of Newt Gingrich's presidential ambitions.
Can we stop and do what this really is? All right. Let's...
Yes! This is Newt Gingrich.
Submit his first debate. Is that...
This is pretty much the first Republican debate right here.
What's great about this is I know what this actually was going to be a bit for. Progressive Radio Network.
Okay. I like that last one because it just sounds like he's gone to hell.
So that was what happens with Newt's campaign once his wife returns to her alien robot form and removes him from the living. But that also happens to be the sound of Donald Trump.
Yes. Before we do that, I'd like to just offer a few things about Newt Gingrich.
Tell me.
And this was sort of the order that that we should remember Newt. Do you have a Newt song? Is this a Newt song?
This is underlying Newt beats.
Oh, nice.
Newt.
In 1980, his cancer-ridden first ex-wife, Jackie... I'm sorry, I'm trying to match your beat there, man.
Don't worry about it. Just spoken word is your speaking, bro.
Right.
If I learned anything from prep school as a Jew,
what
I learned.
His ex-wife said when Gingrich visited her in the hospital in 1980. This is a well-known story. We might get to some other less well-known stuff. Jackie Gingrich said, or the ex-Jackie Gingrich, when he got there, he wanted to discuss the terms of the divorce while I was recovering from my surgery. He still got reelected that year, proving that even in 1980, Democrats couldn't defeat a guy who bailed on his cancer-ridden wife in the hospital.
So what was his district? Wasn't it like some tiny district in Georgia?
Kennesaw, Georgia.
Kennesaw, Georgia has... That actually is a district now. One of the listeners, Kevin Hagler, is out there. I performed at Kennesaw State. They have that new law. It's like you have to carry guns. Yeah, that's exactly what they passed, the law.
Really?
You have
really?
To carry a gun.
You know, my favorite...
The only surprise is that that's new.
Yes.
I grew up there.
Yeah.
It's a little fucked, right?
Cobb County, you'll notice that the subway system in Atlanta which was built in 1970s and expanded pretty much not at all since then. It's because Cobb County residents voted apparently unanimously to keep public transport out of their entire county because it might bring black people in to shoplift and, you know, look at their women. That's who
Really, you're pretty much saying it stretches from anal rape Georgia to fuck my sister Georgia. That's really where the entire district. And kill a Negro for Jesus, Georgia.
What you've described is coterminous with the boundaries of Georgia, but yes.
Yes. Well, Atlanta, we might give a pass for...
Decatur, maybe.
Yeah. In 1994, Newt Gingrich proposed ending welfare to teenage mothers and using the money to build orphanages.
Well, you know what? He was in the pocket of big orphanage. And obviously it's sort of a bill to, and it's like the people that make up the diseases so the pharmaceutical companies can sell it.
In the same year, in pretty much the same interview, he accused the Democrats of social engineering.
No. The real definition of words do not play in Republican politics.
He set up the Republican Party for its current lowbrow, knuckle-dragging, horrible... legislating ways with the contract with America, also in 1994. And so he condemned the nation to years of bullshit conservative rhetoric masked as populism. We're doing this for you, Jeff. We're doing the contract with America for you and for you, Joe Miller. All for you.
At least they're doing it in business terms. Contracts can only be broken by those with economic power. I think we've already spent more time on Newt's campaign than it really deserves. Don't you think that 4 minutes we just spent is more than he's going to get in general?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's good to remember these things. I think
he
it's good to remember.
Some of his greatest hits when we get to the debt ceiling debate.
Sure.
Because that shutting down the government worked out so well for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And Joe, do you remember why he shut down the government?
I was living in Missouri at the time, in fact.
Yeah?
Government don't steal his dingo.
No. Why did he...
What was the immediate...
Wasn't it because he had to sit in the back of Air Force One on a flight, and
I had not heard that.
And he was in a snit, and therefore he decided to go ahead with shutting down the government. He was pissed off at Bill Clinton.
I had not heard that.
Newt is like the definition of short man's complex. He's like a little Napoleonic runt named Newt who keeps fucking other women to prove how big of nothing he's got, and he's going to do it to the country. I mean, isn't that, don't you look at him? I mean, you know, this isn't that far a stretch to say a little dude named Newt that looks like that is just trying to prove that his mom should have loved him more.
Yeah, now you may know that he ended up resigning from the House and being investigated for ethics violations. He lied to the Ethics Committee. However, here's a fun little tidbit that we may not remember, a little blast from the past that you may not remember, that after Clinton was impeached... he said that if a President Al Gore pardoned Bill Clinton, he'd make sure that Gore was impeached. So, in other words, he's just a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, he learned to use the power of the process to be a dick. He sort of engaged the beginning of the extremist, extreme negotiation we talked about the other day, where it's like, give me $1 billion. No, I won't do that. Okay, $1 million. And then you get it.
I'd like to also just add that I have actually read parts of his historical novels, and they suck so hard. First of all, nobody fucking gets laid. It is thousands and thousands of soldiers in various stages in World War II. Nobody gets laid. So apparently soldiers were chased and nobody fucking curses. So they were chaste and moralistic and didn't curse, even when the Japanese Zeros were flying over them in Pearl Harbor. Nobody in Newt Gingrich's books go, oh, motherfuck, what the fuck is that? We are fucked.
That's because there weren't any gays in the military at the time. If there were gays there, they would have been having a lot more sex.
And smoking a lot more cigarettes.
And a lot more donkey donks. Hey, Katie, speaking of donkey donks, can we get a little... It's time now for the undecided subject of the night! I don't know what's going to come next. Does anyone have a suggestion?
I think, Jeff, it's time for you to beat that dead horse.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of our long national nightmare. By national, I do mean our 17 listeners across the world. Raj Rajaratnam, the head of Galleon Group, was finally convicted of insider trading. Now, you may ask yourself, Jeff, does this mean it's over? Does this mean justice has been served, that the financial crisis has been resolved, that the villains of our age have been taken to task? And I say to you, hell no. It means that one of the biggest swinging dicks out there got his little swinging dick slammed in the door. This guy taunted the government. This guy ran a network of overt insider trading among people placed at every major company that it would have been irresponsible on a level that even our incompetent government couldn't appreciate if they had not gone after him. Then once he was indicted, once the trial started, he could have settled for a measly nothing, but he just believed he was above everything, so he kept going. I mean, this does nothing. First of all, his crime was brought about in 2009, which the financial crisis already happened, and his little insider trading ring, in this case, only netted him something like $40 million, which, admittedly, to you and I, that could get us, you know, another 10 listeners, but to most bankers and hedge fund managers, that's nothing. To the financial crisis, that's nothing. So what we did is we put in jail another, as Joe said earlier, another dark, foreign-looking person or Jew, and let everyone else go free.
Well, that's just because WASP traders are morally upright and never engage in such improper behaviors.
Well, it's just playing by the rules of a crooked game if you're WASPy.
It's playing by the rules that your people created.
Exactly, and therefore there's, you know, you're not an outsider. You're not different.
You get a mulligan or two.
Yeah, exactly. Many, many mulligans. Whereas people like, Angela Mazzillo and Richard Fold and the guys from Fannie and Freddie, they just keep going about. They keep getting recycled into different jobs. Whereas one guy, we're just going to hold him up as a shining beacon of justice, and he's really not. I mean, it's great that they got him, because one of the problems in the financial world is that there is just everything is insider trading. You play golf, speaking of mulligans, with a buddy, and he tells you what's going on in his company. You have lunch with somebody, you have cocktails, you go to a strip club and get your trouser maintenance, and you find out what's going to happen, and then you act on it.
When you say trouser maintenance, are you talking about what's in your trousers, or actually, like, hemming your cuffs?
Yes, you can hem your cuffs if you go to the champagne room. It's a series of long rubs across your pants that maintain their smoothness, minus, in many of these cases, a very short little nub.
Nice, nice.
So that was the dead horse.
You know, it's a miracle. You know, he comes up with these right on the spot. He does not pre-plan these songs. It's the genius of improvisation.
I know. In his 50-page loose-leaf notebook, it said improv here.
Yes, yes. And he does. He does. The way his brain flies sometimes is just stunning to me.
I like it when I'm surrounded by dicks and bitches and assholes and cunt bags. It reminds me of England, where you can take cunt, and Joe likes England, so fuck you both. Hey!
That was written.
Yeah. He pre-planned that. That's
actually it was ready for last week, but you couldn't make the show.
Yeah, no, that was he sang that at Joe's birthday party. It was really a beautiful moment.
Speaking of Joe's birthday party,
he did think something about cunts.
Really? Yeah, that's
odds are.
You know, Jeff's always talking about the cunt.
Speaking of Bin Laden.
Speaking of things burning.
Bin Laden. Oh shit, I gotta mention, hey, are you in New York? Come to my show tonight at 9:30 at the Pit if you're in New York, because I'm saving all my good shit tonight for the show. I'm not wasting it here in this fucking place. I'm just kidding. I'm really fortunate to have this show. But 9:30, the Pit, 24th in Lexington. Get rich cheating. We're gonna talk some really interesting stuff there.
Jeff's drunk and
Jeff's not.
No, actually,
Jeff had several cups of coffee.
Yeah, you and I are
drunk.
Are actually kind of drunk. Yeah. No. You're not allowed on the air if you're drunk. We're totally fine.
We're fine.
You know, Joe brought to my attention an article that I thought was, and an action that I thought was really fascinating, because it comes from my home state, as you know, Louisiana. And
damn it, I don't have a song for Louisiana.
Proud First Amendment activist.
Yes, there was.
Oh, this is good. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's episode of That's Fucked Up.
Yes. Katie, can I get a swoosh? It's our one special effect, Joe. And so in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at LSU, Louisiana State University, this graduate student named Benjamin Haas planned to burn an American flag. And he...
With a permit. He
was going to promote his First Amendment rights, and he was going to support an LSU student arrested last week for stealing and burning a flag. You can find all this information out on the Baton Rouge newspaper,
now,
The Advocate.
Now, to be clear, this is the American flag, not the Louisiana state flag, emblazoned with the Confederate flag.
Right, exactly. Not a Louisiana state flag doesn't have the Confederate flag on it. It's got a pelican.
It doesn't have the Confederate flag?
No, the pelican
ate a Confederate flag.
It's just a pelican and some other shit on it, but no Confederate flag on the Louisiana flag.
Really?
Yeah, we avoided that rigmarole.
Yeah, they have their racism more overt down there. They don't need to be subtle on the
flag. Are you checking that on your iPhone?
Totally checking.
She's
that.
Checking it on her iPhone. She's fact-checking me on the air. Anyway, so 1,000 people showed up, not to cheer on somebody exercising their First Amendment rights.
Constitution!
No, Jeff. There were 1,000 people yelling obscenities and chanting, USA, USA, and go to hell, hippie, go to hell!
He should have wrapped the burning flag around a Koran.
Water balloons and bottles were thrown at him, and then the police escorted him away. Now, and here's what Joe was talking about, and this is probably my favorite detail of the whole story. Haas had received a peaceful protest permit from LSU, but he had not yet obtained a burn permit from the city parish being the Louisiana version of counties. According to LSU senior Sarah Kirksey, who purchased more than 100 American flags for the counter-protest, she said, "We chased him out. He didn't burn the flag, so it was a success. It was awesome. I'm proud to say I'm an LSU Tiger." Woo!
I want to put her up against that UCLA chick.
Go Blue Go!
You remember that girl, Katie? The one who was all like, Asian Americans are all talking.
Blue Go!
Hey, Katie, when you just did that, were you on the air or were you just talking to me so I could be distracted? Are you on the air right now?
So 200 of the students recited the Pledge of Allegiance and sang the national anthem as part of their response. What do you think about that, Joe? 200 students standing there around the poor guy who didn't get to burn a flag saying the Pledge of Allegiance because this is America!
How do you shout the Pledge of Allegiance America in like an aggressive, defiant way? Like it automatically throws you into a droning first grade standing up before homeroom.
Oh, say, can you see?
There you go.
No, I.
That's not the Pledge of
Allegiance. Pledge
Allegiance.
Oh,
Tommy.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic.
Okay, that's
for which
enough.
It stands.
That's enough.
One nation under God.
Speaking of God and the nation, it's time we talked about Ronald Reagan and what he now has an offer to give to the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I direct you all to Reagan.com. Please don't go there, but trust us. On Reagan.com, one of Ronald Reagan's son is running a website. For a mere $40, you can register an email address at Reagan.com. At Reagan.com. While these two girls decide whether or not their state has a Confederate flag, I would like to suggest everyone go and register some email at Reagan.com, except you give $40 to him. So let's just think about
think
the
I'm
ones that are available.
I think I'm just going to register
ISH. I shat
Reagan.
There you go. There you go. See, this is what we're talking about, people. Creative ways to waste time.
Yes. Yes.
What other at Reagan.coms can you guys give us? Submit them on our Facebook, Cheater and the Rude. And here are some suggestions that we have. I happen to like... I shot my load at Reagan.com.
I have I tossed my shit at Reagan.com.
I grew up believing in our leadership as an infallible source of good at Reagan.com.
John Hinckley's I shot a gun at Reagan.com.
Yeah. That's pretty much a little too real. Would John Hinckley, would the words John Hinckley's be in the email address?
Or is let me see. I'm going to try right now to see.
Is it available? John Hinckley at Reagan.com?
I'm totally checking right now to see what if about, I can get John Hinckley at Reagan.com.
What about, what's her name, Jodie Foster at Reagan.com? We got 2 minutes left in the show.
I just have to add, John Hinckley at Reagan.com
is available.
If
one of our listeners goes and registers that and sends us an email on our Facebook page, which I'm sure eventually you'll be able to do, we will reward you with a special prize. I can't tell you what it is, but you should do it. We got a minute and a half left. I think we got to throw Joe our Would You Rather.
Joe.
We have a tradition here. Would you rather have sex?
Oh, God.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger or Maria Shriver, and why?
Wait, you ask that every week?
No, yes, we have. Every week. Every week. No, just know that
that's
is the one.
Every
week.
Heat,
every week we ask, who would you bone?
Arnold Schwarzenegger or MariaShriver.com.
Right. In their current state. There's no .com involved, but nice try.
Well, I would think that if you were busy, and Arnold Schwarzenegger haven't done as many steroids as he has, at least you wouldn't feel anything and can get on with your day.
That's true. Fair enough. So because of lack of penetration, Arnold. Maria probably does have a bigger dick than Arnold. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's near the end of the show. Once again, if you're in New York, in an hour, come to the Pit, 24th and Lexington. I am Jeff Kreiser, author of Get Rich Cheating. Our guest today has been Joe Miller, a writer for The Daily Show. And
this is Lee Papa, writer of the blog The Rude Pundit. You can purchase The Rude Pundit's Almanac at rrbooks.com. And you can follow both of us at Rude Pundit and
at jeffkreiser.com. And follow the show on Facebook. Search Cheater and the Rude. You say your words.
Oh, this is the Progressive Radio Network.